An Introduction to Modern Astrophysics. By Bradley W. Carroll, Dale A. Ostley. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: An Introduction to Modern Astrophysics by Bradley W. Carroll and Dale A. Ostley is a comprehensive textbook on the fundamentals of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of astronomy and astrophysics to more advanced topics such as stellar structure and evolution, galactic structure and evolution, and cosmology. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of astronomy and astrophysics, Part 2 covers stellar structure and evolution, Part 3 covers galactic structure and evolution, and Part 4 covers cosmology. Part 1 begins with an introduction to the night sky, including the constellations, stars, and galaxies. It then moves on to discuss the physical principles of astronomy, such as Newton's laws of motion and gravity, and the electromagnetic spectrum. It also covers the basics of astrophysics, such as the structure of the universe, the Big Bang, and the formation of stars and galaxies. Part 2 covers the structure and evolution of stars. It begins with a discussion of the properties of stars, such as their masses, luminosities, and temperatures. It then moves on to discuss the life cycle of stars, from their formation to their eventual death. It also covers topics such as stellar nucleosynthesis, stellar atmospheres, and stellar remnants. Part 3 covers the structure and evolution of galaxies. It begins with a discussion of the properties of galaxies, such as their masses, luminosities, and sizes. It then moves on to discuss the formation and evolution of galaxies, including topics such as galaxy mergers, active galactic nuclei, and the large-scale structure of the universe. Part 4 covers cosmology, the study of the origin and evolution of the universe. It begins with a discussion of the Big Bang and the expansion of the universe. It then moves on to discuss topics such as dark matter and dark energy, the cosmic microwave background, and the formation of large-scale structure. An Introduction to Modern Astrophysics is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about the fundamentals of astrophysics. It is well-written and comprehensive, and provides a thorough introduction to the field. It is suitable for both undergraduate and graduate students, as well as for anyone interested in learning more about the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of light. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation that is essential for understanding astrophysics. It is the primary source of information about the universe and is used to study the structure and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 2. The electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum is the range of all possible frequencies of electromagnetic radiation. It is divided into different regions, including radio, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-ray, and gamma ray. Main idea number 3. The Doppler effect. The Doppler effect is a phenomenon in which the frequency of a wave changes as the source and observer move relative to each other. It is used to measure the radial velocity of stars and galaxies. Main idea number 4. Stellar evolution. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars form, evolve, and eventually die. It is driven by the nuclear fusion reactions that occur in the core of stars, which convert hydrogen into helium. Main idea number 5. Stellar structure. Stellar structure is the study of the internal structure of stars. It is based on the equations of hydrostatic equilibrium, which describe how the pressure and density of a star vary with its radius. Main idea number 6. Stellar spectra. Stellar spectra are the light emitted by stars, which can be used to determine the chemical composition and temperature of stars. They are divided into absorption and emission spectra, which are used to study different aspects of stellar physics. Main idea number 7. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is the primary source of energy for life on Earth. It is composed of hydrogen and helium, and its energy is produced by nuclear fusion reactions in its core. Main idea number 8. The Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is the galaxy in which the Sun is located. It is a spiral galaxy composed of billions of stars, gas, and dust, and is surrounded by a halo of dark matter. Main idea number 9. Galaxies. Galaxies are large collections of stars, gas, and dust that are bound together by gravity. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and can be classified according to their morphology. Main idea number 10. Active galactic nuclei. Active galactic nuclei are regions at the centers of galaxies that are powered by supermassive black holes. They are characterized by high levels of radiation, which can be used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 11. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is based on the principles of general relativity and the Big Bang theory, which describe the expansion of the universe from a hot, dense state. Main idea number 12. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious components of the universe that cannot be directly observed. They are believed to make up most of the mass of the universe, and their properties are still being studied. Main idea number 13. The cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is the faint radiation left over from the Big Bang. It is used to study the early universe and to test theories of cosmology. Main idea number 14. The formation of structure. The formation of structure in the universe is the process by which galaxies, stars, and other astronomical objects form. It is driven by the gravitational collapse of gas clouds and the merging of galaxies. Main idea number 15. The search for extraterrestrial life. The search for extraterrestrial life is the study of the possibility of life existing on other planets. It is based on the principles of astrobiology, which is the study of the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe. Main idea number 16. The search for habitable worlds. The search for habitable worlds is the study of planets that may be capable of supporting life. It is based on the principles of planetary science, which is the study of the formation, evolution, and habitability of planets. Main idea number 17. The search for exoplanets. The search for exoplanets is the study of planets outside of our solar system. It is based on the principles of exoplanetary science, which is the study of the formation, evolution, and habitability of exoplanets. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence is the study of the possibility of intelligent life existing on other planets. It is based on the principles of SETI, which is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Main idea number 19. The search for gravitational waves. The search for gravitational waves is the study of ripples in the fabric of spacetime caused by the motion of massive objects. It is based on the principles of gravitational wave astronomy, which is the study of the sources and properties of gravitational waves. Main idea number 20. The search for dark matter. The search for dark matter is the study of the mysterious component of the universe that cannot be directly observed. It is based on the principles of particle physics, which is the study of the fundamental particles that make up the universe. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Light is a fundamental part of astrophysics. It is the primary source of information about the universe and is used to study the structure and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation, which is a type of energy that travels in waves. It is composed of electric and magnetic fields that oscillate in a perpendicular direction to each other. Light is made up of different wavelengths, which are measured in nanometers. These wavelengths range from gamma rays, which have the shortest wavelength, to radio waves, which have the longest wavelength. Light is essential for understanding the universe. It is used to observe distant objects, measure their distances, and study their composition. It is also used to measure the temperature and density of stars and other objects. By studying the light from these objects, astronomers can learn about their age, size, and other properties. Light is also used to study the structure of galaxies and the evolution of the universe. Light is a powerful tool for understanding the universe. It is used to observe and study the structure and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. By studying the light from these objects, astronomers can learn about their age, size, and other properties. Light is essential for understanding astrophysics and is the primary source of information about the universe. Main idea number 2. The electromagnetic spectrum is a vast range of frequencies of electromagnetic radiation, ranging from the longest radio waves to the shortest gamma rays. It is divided into different regions, each with its own unique properties. Radio waves have the longest wavelengths and the lowest frequencies, while gamma rays have the shortest wavelengths and the highest frequencies. Radio waves are used for communication, such as radio and television broadcasts, and for navigation. Infrared radiation is emitted by warm objects and is used in night vision and thermal imaging. Visible light is the portion of the spectrum that is visible to the human eye and is used for vision and photography. Ultraviolet radiation is used for sterilization and tanning, and X-rays are used for medical imaging. Gamma rays are the most energetic form of electromagnetic radiation and are used in nuclear medicine and astrophysics. The electromagnetic spectrum is an important tool for understanding the universe. By studying the different regions of the spectrum, scientists can learn about the composition of stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects. It is also used to study the Earth's atmosphere and climate, and to detect and study distant objects in the universe. Main idea number 3. The Doppler effect is a phenomenon that occurs when a wave source and an observer move relative to each other. As the source and observer move, the frequency of the wave changes. This effect is most commonly observed with sound waves, where the pitch of a sound changes as the source and observer move. However, the Doppler effect can also be observed with light waves, and is used to measure the radial velocity of stars and galaxies. The Doppler effect is caused by the relative motion between the source and observer. As the source moves away from the observer, the frequency of the wave decreases, and as the source moves towards the observer, the frequency of the wave increases. This effect is known as the Doppler shift, and is used to measure the radial velocity of stars and galaxies. The Doppler effect is an important tool in astrophysics, as it allows astronomers to measure the radial velocity of stars and galaxies. By measuring the Doppler shift of light from a star or galaxy, astronomers can determine the speed at which the star or galaxy is moving away from or towards us. This information can be used to study the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 4. Stellar evolution is a complex process that is driven by the nuclear fusion reactions that occur in the core of stars. These reactions convert hydrogen into helium, releasing energy in the process. This energy is then radiated away from the star, causing it to cool and contract. As the star contracts, its core temperature and pressure increase, allowing for more efficient fusion reactions to occur. This process continues until the star reaches a point where it can no longer support the fusion reactions, at which point it will begin to expand and cool. Eventually, the star will reach a point where it can no longer support itself, and it will collapse and die. The evolution of a star is determined by its mass, composition, and environment. More massive stars will evolve faster than less massive stars, and stars with different compositions will evolve differently. Additionally, the environment in which a star is located can affect its evolution. For example, stars located in dense stellar clusters will experience more frequent interactions with other stars, which can affect their evolution. The end result of stellar evolution is the death of the star. Depending on the mass of the star, it can end its life in a variety of ways. Low-mass stars will eventually become white dwarfs, while more massive stars will end their lives in a supernova explosion. The remnants of these explosions can then form neutron stars or black holes, depending on the mass of the star. Main idea number 5. Stellar structure is a complex and fascinating field of study. It involves understanding the physical processes that govern the internal structure of stars, such as the balance between gravity and pressure, and the transfer of energy through radiation and convection. By studying the structure of stars, we can gain insight into their evolution and how they form and die. The equations of hydrostatic equilibrium are the foundation of stellar structure. These equations describe how the pressure and density of a star vary with its radius. They also provide information about the temperature and composition of the star, which can be used to calculate its luminosity and other properties. By combining these equations with observations of stars, we can build models of their internal structure and evolution. In addition to the equations of hydrostatic equilibrium, stellar structure also involves understanding the physics of nuclear reactions, which power stars. By studying the nuclear reactions that occur in stars, we can gain insight into how stars produce energy, and how they evolve over time. This knowledge is essential for understanding the life cycles of stars, and how they interact with their environment. Stellar structure is an important field of study, as it provides us with a better understanding of the universe around us. By studying the structure of stars, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 6. Stellar spectra are a powerful tool for studying stars. By analyzing the light emitted by stars, astronomers can determine the chemical composition, temperature, and other properties of stars. Stellar spectra are divided into two main categories: absorption and emission spectra. Absorption spectra are produced when light passes through a cool, dense gas, such as the atmosphere of a star. The gas absorbs certain wavelengths of light, leaving dark lines in the spectrum. By studying these lines, astronomers can determine the chemical composition of the star. Emission spectra are produced when hot gas emits light. These spectra are composed of bright lines, which can be used to measure the temperature of the star. By studying both absorption and emission spectra, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the physical properties of stars. Main idea number 7. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is the primary source of energy for life on Earth. It is composed of hydrogen and helium, and its energy is produced by nuclear fusion reactions in its core. The Sun is a yellow dwarf star, meaning it is relatively small and cool compared to other stars. Its diameter is about 1.4 million kilometers, and its surface temperature is about 5,500 degrees Celsius. The Sun is the brightest object in the sky, and its light and heat are essential for life on Earth. It is estimated that the Sun has been shining for about 4.6 billion years, and it will continue to do so for another 5 billion years before it begins to cool and eventually become a white dwarf star. The Sun is constantly producing energy in the form of light and heat. This energy is produced by nuclear fusion reactions in the core of the Sun, where hydrogen atoms are fused together to form helium atoms. This process releases a tremendous amount of energy, which is then radiated outward from the Sun's surface. The Sun's energy is essential for life on Earth, as it provides the light and heat necessary for photosynthesis and other biological processes. The Sun is also the source of many phenomena on Earth, such as the seasons, ocean currents, and weather patterns. Its gravitational pull keeps the planets in their orbits, and its magnetic field protects the Earth from harmful cosmic radiation. The Sun is an essential part of our solar system, and its energy is essential for life on Earth. Main idea number 8. The Milky Way is the galaxy in which the Sun is located. It is a spiral galaxy composed of billions of stars, gas, and dust, and is surrounded by a halo of dark matter. The Milky Way is estimated to be between 100,000 and 180,000 light-years in diameter, and is estimated to contain between 200 and 400 billion stars. It is believed to have a supermassive black hole at its center, which is believed to be responsible for the high velocities of stars near the galactic center. The Milky Way is part of a larger group of galaxies known as the Local Group, which includes the Andromeda Galaxy and several other smaller galaxies. The Milky Way is estimated to be between 10 and 15 billion years old, and is believed to have formed from the collapse of a giant molecular cloud. The Milky Way is constantly evolving, with new stars being formed and old stars dying out. The Milky Way is also home to a variety of interstellar objects, such as nebulae, star clusters, and interstellar dust clouds. The Milky Way is also home to our solar system, which includes the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. The Milky Way is an important part of our understanding of the universe, and is the subject of much scientific study. Astronomers have used the Milky Way to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to learn more about the nature of dark matter and dark energy. The Milky Way is also an important part of our cultural heritage, and has been the subject of many myths and legends throughout history. Main idea number 9. Galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are vast collections of stars, gas, and dust, held together by gravity. Galaxies come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and can be classified according to their morphology. Elliptical galaxies are round or oval in shape, while spiral galaxies have a distinct spiral pattern. Irregular galaxies have no particular shape, and are often distorted by the gravitational pull of other galaxies. Galaxies can also be classified according to their size, from dwarf galaxies to giant ellipticals. The stars in a galaxy are held together by the gravitational pull of the galaxy's mass. This mass is made up of stars, gas, and dust, as well as dark matter, which is invisible and cannot be directly observed. The stars in a galaxy are also connected by magnetic fields, which can affect the motion of the stars and the formation of new stars. Galaxies are also constantly evolving, as stars are born, die, and move around within the galaxy. Galaxies are also home to a variety of phenomena, such as supernovae, black holes, and quasars. Supernovae are the explosive death of massive stars, while black holes are regions of space where gravity is so strong that not even light can escape. Quasars are incredibly bright objects that are powered by supermassive black holes. All of these phenomena can be found in galaxies, and help to make them some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. Main idea number 10. Active galactic nuclei, AGN, are some of the most energetic and luminous objects in the universe. They are powered by supermassive black holes at the centers of galaxies, and are characterized by high levels of radiation. This radiation can be used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, as well as the physics of the supermassive black holes that power them. AGN are thought to be the result of gas and dust falling into the supermassive black hole, which is then heated and accelerated to high speeds, producing the intense radiation. AGN can be divided into two main categories, radio loud and radio quiet. Radio loud AGN are characterized by strong radio emission, while radio quiet AGN are characterized by weaker radio emission. AGN can also be divided into two classes based on their optical spectra, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 AGN have broad emission lines, while type 2 AGN have narrow emission lines. AGN are important for understanding the evolution of galaxies, as well as the physics of supermassive black holes. Main idea number 11. Cosmology is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is based on the principles of general relativity and the Big Bang theory, which describe the expansion of the universe from a hot, dense state. Cosmology seeks to understand the physical laws that govern the universe, and how these laws have shaped the universe over time. It also seeks to explain the current state of the universe, and to make predictions about its future evolution. Cosmologists use a variety of tools to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and theoretical models. Cosmology is a rapidly evolving field, with new discoveries being made all the time. Recent advances in cosmology have included the detection of dark energy, the discovery of the accelerating expansion of the universe, and the measurement of the age and composition of the universe. Cosmologists are also exploring the possibility of a multiverse, in which our universe is just one of many. As cosmology continues to develop, it will provide us with a better understanding of the universe and our place in it. Main idea number 12. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious components of the universe. They are believed to make up most of the mass of the universe, yet they cannot be directly observed. Dark matter is believed to be composed of particles that interact with gravity, but do not interact with light. This means that it cannot be seen, but its presence can be inferred from its gravitational effects on other objects. Dark energy is believed to be a form of energy that is causing the expansion of the universe to accelerate. Its exact nature is still unknown, but it is believed to be a form of energy that is spread uniformly throughout the universe. The properties of dark matter and dark energy are still being studied, and their exact nature is still a mystery. Scientists are using a variety of methods to try to understand these components of the universe, including observations of the cosmic microwave background, gravitational lensing, and the study of large-scale structure. By studying these components, scientists hope to gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 13. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint radiation left over from the Big Bang, the event that marked the beginning of the universe. It is the oldest light in the universe, and it is the same in all directions. The CMB is used to study the early universe and to test theories of cosmology. It is a powerful tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe, and it has been used to make some of the most important discoveries in cosmology. The CMB is composed of photons, or particles of light, that have been traveling through space since the Big Bang. These photons have been redshifted, or stretched, by the expansion of the universe, and they now have a temperature of about 2.7 Kelvin. This temperature is uniform across the sky, and it is the same in all directions. The CMB is an invaluable tool for cosmologists. By studying the CMB, scientists can learn about the structure and evolution of the universe. They can measure the age of the universe, the composition of the universe, and the rate at which it is expanding. They can also test theories of cosmology, such as the inflationary model and the dark matter hypothesis. The CMB is a powerful tool for understanding the universe, and it has been used to make some of the most important discoveries in cosmology. It has helped us to understand the structure and evolution of the universe, and it has provided us with a wealth of information about the early universe. Main idea number 14. The formation of structure in the universe is a complex process that is driven by the gravitational collapse of gas clouds and the merging of galaxies. This process is responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and other astronomical objects. As gas clouds collapse, they form stars and planets, while galaxies form from the merging of smaller galaxies. The formation of structure is also affected by the presence of dark matter, which is believed to make up most of the mass in the universe. Dark matter is invisible and does not interact with light, but its gravitational pull affects the formation of structure in the universe. The formation of structure is an ongoing process, and it is believed that the universe is still forming new structures. As galaxies merge, they form larger galaxies, and stars form from the collapse of gas clouds. The formation of structure is also affected by the presence of dark matter, which is believed to make up most of the mass in the universe. Dark matter is invisible and does not interact with light, but its gravitational pull affects the formation of structure in the universe. The formation of structure in the universe is an important part of understanding the evolution of the universe. By studying the formation of structure, astronomers can learn more about the history of the universe and the evolution of galaxies and stars. This knowledge can help us better understand the universe and its future evolution. Main idea number 15. The search for extraterrestrial life is an exciting and fascinating field of study. It involves the exploration of the possibility of life existing on other planets and is based on the principles of astrobiology. Astrobiology is the study of the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe. This field of study has been gaining more attention in recent years, as advances in technology have allowed us to explore further into space and search for signs of life. The search for extraterrestrial life is a complex and multifaceted endeavor. It involves the use of various scientific disciplines, such as astronomy, physics, chemistry, and biology, to search for evidence of life on other planets. This evidence can come in the form of chemical signatures, radio signals, or even physical evidence of life. Scientists also use mathematical models to simulate the conditions on other planets and determine if they could support life. The search for extraterrestrial life is an ongoing process, and scientists are constantly looking for new ways to explore the universe and search for signs of life. As technology continues to advance, we may one day be able to answer the age-old question of whether or not we are alone in the universe. Main idea number 16. The search for habitable worlds is an exciting field of study that seeks to answer the question of whether or not there are planets outside of our solar system that could potentially support life. This search is based on the principles of planetary science, which is the study of the formation, evolution, and habitability of planets. Scientists use a variety of methods to search for planets that may be capable of supporting life, such as looking for planets that are in the habitable zone of a star, which is the region around a star where temperatures are suitable for liquid water to exist. They also look for planets that have the right size and composition to support life, such as those with atmospheres that contain oxygen and other gases that are necessary for life. The search for habitable worlds is an ongoing effort, and scientists are constantly making new discoveries. For example, in recent years, astronomers have discovered thousands of exoplanets, which are planets that orbit stars outside of our solar system. Many of these exoplanets are located in the habitable zone of their stars, and some of them may even have the right size and composition to support life. As technology continues to improve, scientists will be able to search for more and more planets that may be capable of supporting life, and this could lead to some exciting discoveries in the future. Main idea number 17. The search for exoplanets is an exciting and rapidly growing field of astrophysics. It involves the use of a variety of techniques to detect and characterize planets orbiting stars other than our own. These techniques include radial velocity measurements, transit photometry, direct imaging, and astrometry. By studying the properties of exoplanets, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of planetary systems, as well as the potential for habitability of these distant worlds. Radial velocity measurements involve measuring the Doppler shift of a star's spectrum due to the gravitational pull of an orbiting planet. This technique is sensitive to planets with masses similar to that of Jupiter or larger. Transit photometry involves measuring the dimming of a star's light as a planet passes in front of it. This technique is sensitive to planets with masses as small as that of Earth. Direct imaging involves taking pictures of planets directly, and is sensitive to planets with masses similar to that of Jupiter or larger. Finally, astrometry involves measuring the tiny wobble of a star due to the gravitational pull of an orbiting planet. This technique is sensitive to planets with masses as small as that of Earth. The search for exoplanets is an exciting field of astrophysics that has the potential to reveal much about the formation and evolution of planetary systems, as well as the potential for habitability of these distant worlds. By combining the various techniques of exoplanetary science, we can gain a better understanding of the universe around us. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, is an ongoing effort to detect signs of intelligent life beyond Earth. It involves the use of various techniques, such as radio astronomy, optical astronomy, and infrared astronomy, to search for signals from other civilizations. SETI is based on the assumption that if intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe, it may be possible to detect its presence through the detection of electromagnetic radiation. SETI researchers have been searching for signals from other civilizations since the 1960s, and have so far found no evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence. SETI is an interdisciplinary field of research, involving astronomers, physicists, biologists, computer scientists, and other scientists. It is also a field of public interest, with many people around the world participating in SETI-related activities. SETI research is conducted by both professional and amateur scientists, and is funded by both public and private sources. SETI research has been conducted in many countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Japan. SETI research is an ongoing effort, and is likely to continue for many years to come. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence is an important part of modern astrophysics, and is an area of research that has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe. Main idea number 19. The search for gravitational waves is an exciting and important field of study. It is based on the idea that massive objects, such as stars and black holes, can cause ripples in the fabric of spacetime. These ripples, known as gravitational waves, can be detected by sensitive instruments. By studying these waves, scientists can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. Gravitational wave astronomy is a relatively new field of study, but it has already yielded some remarkable results. For example, in 2015, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, LIGO, detected the first direct evidence of gravitational waves. This discovery opened up a new window into the universe, allowing us to observe phenomena that were previously inaccessible. The search for gravitational waves is ongoing, and scientists are continually developing new techniques and instruments to detect them. As our understanding of the universe grows, so too does our ability to detect and study gravitational waves. This research promises to provide us with a deeper understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 20. The search for dark matter is an ongoing effort to understand the mysterious component of the universe that cannot be directly observed. It is based on the principles of particle physics, which is the study of the fundamental particles that make up the universe. Scientists have been searching for dark matter since the early 20th century, when it was first proposed as a possible explanation for the discrepancies between the observed and predicted motions of galaxies. Since then, researchers have developed a variety of techniques to detect dark matter, including gravitational lensing, direct detection experiments, and indirect detection experiments. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which the gravity of a massive object, such as a galaxy, bends the light from a distant object, such as a quasar. By studying the distortions in the light, scientists can infer the presence of dark matter. Direct detection experiments involve looking for the particles that make up dark matter, while indirect detection experiments look for the products of dark matter interactions, such as gamma rays or neutrinos. The search for dark matter is an ongoing effort, and scientists are still trying to understand the nature of this mysterious component of the universe. By studying the properties of dark matter, scientists hope to gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.